starting the second parak, Mishnah Aleph and Mesechtas Harios, the Mishnah discusses a carbon which is brought by the Kohen Gadol. Also, as the Mishnah says, Horu Kohen Mashiach La'atzmo. The Pasuk discusses that when a Kohen Mashiach, the anointed Kohen, which means he's anointed with Shemen HaMishcha's special anointing oil, which means he's the Kohen Gadol, that he also sometimes has the ability to paskin, to bimura hora, which is the name of this mesechta, horios. And in the event that he would make a mistake, similar to the great Sanhedrin, which was discussed in the first parak, in the event, as we said before, when the Beis Din, the great Beis Din, made a mistake in their psak, and the majority of Bnei Israel, the majority of the Jewish people, violated it, then there's this carbon, which we were learning, this bull, for Helm Dover Shel Tzibor. Here it's referring to the Kohen himself that makes the mistake by his own psak that he reached. And now the Mishnah is going to compare those two different karbanos. Haru Kohen Mashiach La'atzma. Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol himself, is Mar Hara, he paskins incorrectly. Shoigeg, so for example, he says that a non-kosher fat is really kosher. Shoigeg v'asa shoigeg, and he actually follows his psak, he follows that which was his decision, and he actually ate it. In that case, maybe par. In that situation, he'll have to bring a bull as a chatas, as a sin offering. And as we mentioned, it's not any time that he paskins, but it has to be in something in which the violation b'mezid would be a punishment of kores. Now, that's only because he reached the verdict and he paskined incorrectly, and he relied also on this psak. However, let's say shogig v'asa mezid. Let's say that, again, using this example, he thought that a certain non-kosher fat was in fact kosher. The asa mezid. However, when he actually went about and ate this fat, he forgot the psak that he had made, and he said, I know I'm doing something wrong, and I'm eating it anyway. Or, mezid v'asa shogig. Let's say that he knew that this was not kosher, and he paskin anyway, says, it's okay, do it. No, I can do it, it's no problem. V'asa shogig. However, when he actually ate the non-kosher fat, he didn't think he was eating non-kosher fat. It was mixed up with kosher food. So he actually ate it b'shogig. So in these situations, Potter. In those situations, he is going to be exempt. And then the Mishnah concludes and says, Shaharas Kohen Mashiach La'atzmo Kaharas Beis Din La'tzibor. Now we compare the carbon of the tzibor that has to be brought when the Beis Din makes a mistake. That we said that just like when it came to the Beis Din that made this mistake in reaching a Psak Halacha verdict, that the only time a par Helam Dover Shel Tzibor is required to be brought is only in a situation where the Beis Din reaches the verdict b'shogeg, as well as the people did the Avera also b'shogeg, relying on their Psak. So too when it comes to the Kohen Mashiach, as we can understand based on this Mishnah. The only time that he'll have to bring this carbon is only in the situation where he paskined as well as he did it, b'shogeg.